Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events in our area. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News Director, and joining me in studio today, Martha Ryan with the Northeast Louisiana Children's Museum. Martha, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Bob. I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Glad to have you here, and glad to hear about an exciting performance coming up this Sunday, 3 o'clock. That's March the 7th.
Yes.
At the Children's Museum.
Yes, it's part of our Peanut Butter and Jam concert series, and it's sponsored by the Arts Council, and it's Avner the Eccentric. We were calling him Avner for so long, and then when I got him on the phone, you know, that's how he says it, Avner. Okay. So we're going with how he pronounces it.
Is that the established performer's pronunciation?
Yes. Well, so we're going with Avner. But really, we're so excited about him. He's kind of a slash between a mime and a physical comedy, and really it's going to be a lot of fun, and we encourage people of all ages to come and visit us.
A little illusion, a little improv, I guess, on his part?
Absolutely. And in fact, you know, it's kind of hard to do it on radio, but he does this thing with his arm where he tries to extend it to pick something up, and really it's so funny. So if really people could go to his website, which is avnertheeccentric.com, and watch the little clip that he has on his website, it is so funny. And we feel fortunate to have somebody like this come into our area, because he has been on Broadway, he's been in a major motion picture, and he's done a lot of things, and he goes usually to bigger venues. So to come to the Children's Museum, we're thrilled.
Yeah, he also travels worldwide, so he's widely recognized for, you know, what he does.
Absolutely.
Of course, the performance is going to be sponsored by the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council, so thanks to them for coordinating with Avner coming to town with the Children's Museum. So, who exactly is Avner?
Well, he is really a one-man show, and he comes and he brings all of his own stuff, and he just performs. It's very simple. He's got a table and a chair, and he doesn't do any speaking. So you're thinking, oh, what am I going to be saying? But he just keeps your eye and your mind going the entire show. And so I think that's what makes it so interesting, is that you're constantly wondering, what is he going to do next? So it's that physical comedy, that mime, that constant movement on the stage. And so I think it will be interesting, really, for children of all ages as well as adults. So we encourage, if you don't even have a child, come on over.
And should be forewarned, there is some audience participation. So
there is.
You may
there
be
is.
Called upon.
I know. I tend to shy away from that. Oh, no, thank you. No, thank you.
Well, with the Children's Museum, and talk about something exciting, new, something that'll have the kids laughing, that'll have their eyes as big as saucers, but what can children, you know, learn from a performance that Avner will have for them with his Exceptions to Gravity, the name of his show?
Well, I think what's most important about something like that, and all of our Peanut Butter and Jam concerts, is that it's a lead-in to them enjoying the arts and getting to understand what it is to sit in a seat and watch a performance, whether it's with the symphony or the ballet later on in life. It's a way for them, for families, to start their children out sitting in a seat. We can be a little squirmy and a little, you know, wiggly at the Children's Museum, and it's really okay. We have a lot of people who have children who can sit there for just a couple of minutes, and then they have to get up and walk around. And that's acceptable at the Children's Museum, but as they get older, they need to experience, you know, sitting and looking at whatever they're there for. And so I think that it's just the appreciation of art. And so, again, we appreciate that an organization like the Arts Council thinks well of us, that they will bring in one of their performers for us. And so we're just thrilled and excited. And a lot of times when we do Peanut Butter and Jam concerts, they're with local acts. And so this is an opportunity for us to branch out and really have, you know, a big name come to the museum. And so
seems like he's one of their performers. This is the perfect opportunity, especially for younger children, because there are going to be points in the program where it may take a little while for him to get from point A to point B, but there's also going to be spontaneous laugh out loud moments. So it does allow for, like you say, having the kids in that environment to where they can really learn more and appreciate it.
Well, and I think we talked about earlier too that, you know, as a child, my mother took me to performances, and I think that's why I appreciate to this day, sitting and listening to the symphony and going to the ballet and sitting in a movie and appreciating that that there is time to sit and be quiet. But really, we don't mind wiggliness in at our museum. We don't mind talking or, you know, chomping on Cheerios. That is not a big deal at our museum. So, you know, we do encourage it. And we don't want parents to feel bad if they have to get up and walk around, because that's really what we're all about.
Speaking with Martha Ryan with the Northeast Louisiana Children's Museum, Avner the Eccentric, coming up Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Lots of things going on at the Children's Museum, including summer camps and Safety Town on the way.
We do. We're gearing up for our summer camps. We are, you know, in the thinking process of bringing back our drop-off days. Those were very, very successful many years ago. And so that we're thinking about that. We also have Safety Town. That's usually the first week in August. It's for 5- and 6-year-olds when they go back to school. We bring in like the police and the poison control and all sorts of different people in our community that can help them transition into the school year a little bit easier.
Yeah. You mentioned the Earth balloon.
Yes, it's the CenturyLink Earth Balloon, and it is, what's unique about it is we are the only one in the state of Louisiana to have one, and it is a giant balloon, and it is an outreach program to schools, so we actually bring it to the schools or any other venue. We've done a couple of libraries over the summertime as well, and what it is it's a giant balloon, and we spend about a half hour on the outside talking about the continents, and then you actually, we have a zipper, and you actually can go inside the Earth balloon, and we talk about time zones and all sorts of, you know, animals and all sorts of fun things.
All right, Martha Ryan with the Northeast Louisiana Children's Museum. Avner the Eccentric coming up this Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock at the Children's Museum. Admission fee is required for that. A number and a website where they can find out more information.
You can call us at 361-9611 or nelcm.org.
Just that easy. Should be a whole lot of fun. Martha, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Bob.